Subidus suck, suck my motherfucking balls. Lick my butthole and kiss it too.
Are we recording?
We've been recording.
Fuck. What's up, dude?
I was about to take a sip.
I was just doing my usual pre-podcast scatting. This ain't bad, bro.
It's very coffee. There's a lot of coffee. I'm getting a lot of coffee. But I can't tell if I'm getting milk also.
No, this is like a black, parallel milkiness to it. What are we drinking?
We're drinking Dunkin' Porter, right? Is that what it's called? Dunkin' Donuts Porter?
Dunkin' Donuts Porter by Harpoon.
Dunkin' Coffee Porter.
Dunkin' Coffee Porter, kid.
Third time.
Dude, kid, this beer is fucking wicked good, dude.
Yeah.
And on the back they have, like, it's like marked off with the little ovals, like your coffee order is at Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah, it looks old school Dunks, but it's also new school Dunks.
It does look old school. I know what you're saying.
I don't know why, because this is really the thing they've embraced recently.
Yeah, this is weird. But hey, I shit on this beer when it came out, just about how bad I thought it was going to be.
Why?
Because I'm not a big Harpoon fan, and I'm not a big Dunkin' Donuts fan. And I was like, well, they're obviously going to birth a fucking...
You go to Dunkin' Donuts all the time.
I know, because it's around. You are the one that is like... a Dunkin' Donuts guy. Like,
no, I'm a good coffee guy. And Dunkin' Donuts, 9 times out of 10, is going to give you a bad coffee. But when they give you that one good coffee, it's better than all the others.
Right. I'd rather go to that 10 out of 10 primo lil coffee shop that's not
medium,
a chain.
That 10 out of 10 medium average coffee?
No, it's not medium or average.
No one's getting
better.
Coffee 10 out of 10. No one. You're going to get a bad coffee somewhere.
Okay, so not. I think it's... No. You know what? And I disagree with that. I really do.
There's a technique to it. You have to do it right.
I'm drinking coffee right now from Cafe Nero. Now, this is a little bit of a chain.
I like the Gallo Nero pizza.
We're not talking about pizza, bro. We can talk about that in another episode.
But you said the Gallo Nero.
I made pizza recently. Fucked it up. Used way too much dough. I didn't realize you don't need a lot of dough.
I make a bomb-ass pizza.
So when you go to the store and you get the dough, you know, they give you the ball of dough.
Yeah.
I made one pizza with that dough.
I make one pizza out of that.
But mine wasn't that. The pizza stone I was using isn't like crazy big.
I make a full-size pizza.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like I could cut that in half and then make a nice thin crust.
Well, so what I do is I make the crust pretty thick on the outside, but I have an inside. So the bottom crust is thin. I push a lot of it to the outside and I roll it over.
I didn't realize how thin you could make it.
Oh, yeah, you can stretch it out. Once there's a hole, it's irreplaceable.
Oh, really? Yeah. So you really, the trick is to get it close to that point but not hitting it.
Right.
That's God. It's almost like making pizza is a craft. It's almost like cooking is an art.
Sometimes what I'll do with the crust is I will, I'll cut it and I'll throw some, what is that?
Cheese.
String cheese on there.
Oh, it's string cheese? Bro, yeah. What are you, like?
I'm Pizza Hut over there.
That's Pizza Hut, yeah. Mm-hmm. You're the Pizza Hut of Salem.
It. I'm having Pizza Hut tomorrow night.
Where?
Pizza Hut.
Where are you traveling to that there's a Pizza Hut?
It's one up the street.
What?
Listen, I take a left out that door.
Dude, did we just walk back into the early 2000s? What are you talking about?
I take a left out that door.
Mm-hmm.
Go out that street.
Yeah.
Take a left. Go all the way down until I can't go straight anymore. Take a right.
What,
and then I
what
go
street is it on?
All the way down. I don't know. It's in Danvers.
There's a Pizza Hut in Danvers?
Yeah.
Bro,
across
you
from
are
McDonald's.
Tripping. This is what
I
you
I go there all the time,
you're
dude.
You're like, oh, yeah, I go there all the fucking time, dude. And then in reality, you haven't been there since 2003. And
I went
you're
there like
go back
last
just
week.
Expecting it to be there. It's going to be some sushi
I didn't go last
place.
Week, but I went like probably a couple months ago. I go all the time, dude. There's one in Lynn, too,
Pizza
but I don't
Hut.
Like that one.
Bro, I burnt the... What? Where is there a Pizza Hut in Lynn?
Near the North Shore Community College.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I'm not even kidding, dude. I've been to both of them.
There's a Little Caesars down there, too.
Now, see, Little Caesars...
Now, that's
garbage.
That's human garbage. That's human waste.
It's just DiGiorno. They
it's
make
like,
DiGiorno there.
It's like how much for a pizza?
Fuck pizza. We're,
it's like
we're
a
not
few
talking
bucks.
About pizza.
All right. You want to get back to this coffee porter for a second? Let's fucking do it. Now, I'm going to read you the back, all right?
Why don't you read me the top first?
I'll read you the top. This is made by Harpoon.
Read on the other side. Starts
the,
it. No,
this
no.
port is our...
God damn it. I'll fucking do it.
Dude, it's...
Beloved Dunkin' coffee brings robust, roasty notes to this balanced and smooth coffee porter. Now you can
This porter is our tribute to all the days that Duncan has helped us fire up the brew kettle. So interesting to note that at this kind of shitty brewery, they drink kind of shitty beer. I mean,
they're not a shitty brewery. Coffee. They're not like, they don't go out of the box. They're a solid brewery.
They don't make great. Now, they make a good, I have a lot of friends that are fans of
their IPA, the Wanamango. I don't like the Wanamango.
Their IPA sucks, dude.
Their IPA is hit or miss. Sometimes it's really malty and sometimes it's really hoppy.
It's always fucking malty.
I had one the other day that was super hoppy. And I was like, this is not what I expected because it's not normally like this.
It's okay, so 9 times out of 10, it's super malty.
I'll never be like, oh, I'm going to throw it away.
I just would never opt to have a Harpoon IPA.
They got like Flannel Friday too or something, don't they?
Yeah, they have that. I've never had that.
I want to because I like flannel. And I like Friday.
I forget what type of beer it was. I kind of remember.
It's probably a winter beer or a fall beer.
Yeah, I remember thinking I'm not even going to try that because I won't like it. I think it's like an Oktoberfest.
Yeah, I like Oktoberfest.
Okay, ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Read it.
Tell me if you agree or not. Classic porter.
Agree.
Okay. With Dunkin' Coffee.
Agree.
Okay.
I can't. How can I disagree?
I know, yeah, you can't. They got us there. They got us there. All right, down to the next check marks. Color, dark brown / black.
They got it. They nailed it.
Right.
Right on the money.
Honestly, 3 for 3 with their claim so far. Aroma, espresso.
Slight. It's there, but it's not.
Yeah, I'm going to disagree with that fully.
You don't get any?
I don't get any espresso in the aroma.
I get it. There's like a roastiness to it that you get from espresso that I'm getting.
There's a roastiness, but... No, I'm going to disagree with that. Also dark chocolate. Now I'll agree with that one.
I'm not getting that smell. I'm getting that taste.
I get that aroma.
I'm getting, it's like a there's a slight Hershey syrup taste that I'm tasting. And I love it.
They definitely get the chocolatey.
You ever drink Hershey syrup?
Bro, we're an adult podcast, okay?
I wasn't an adult when I did it.
We're not, you even told me we're not supposed to cater to our younger fans because.
I'm not catering to anybody. I'm reminiscing.
I'm just letting you know. You're toeing the line there.
No. What I like to do, everyone loves chocolate milk, not just children. What I like to do is when I have an empty Hershey syrup bottle, I get one more use out of it by pouring my milk into it, shaking it up. Oh, it's so good.
That's pretty smart.
It's better.
Yeah, good for you. The issue that I was referring to for anyone listening is sometimes we have younger fans reach out to us.
That's fine.
Under the age of 21.
That's fine.
Okay.
You don't have to address it. That's a problem.
Just saying.
We're losing a fan if you do that.
We love you.
We do. But
we love you. I love you. And in a strictly mature and adult.
I got chicken in my teeth.
All right. I'm going to move on from this. Taste. Roasty, malty, and smooth.
Check.
Yeah. It does what it claims to be.
It's solid.
It's, yeah. You know where they actually like...
I wish I had more of these so that I could drink them on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I agree with that. You know where they did right is that they didn't go fucking overboard. I was expecting like over-the-top coffee.
No, like, this is a nice
blend.
Like
out of control.
It's a nice blend. You're getting both. You're getting the porter and you're getting...
I mean, I really shit on them when I heard about this.
Yeah, why?
I don't know.
That's not who we can be, man.
I know.
We're better than that.
I know. We are better than that.
We shit in toilets. We're adults.
You know who I met this week? Speaking of shitting on people. I met the two girls. And two girls, one cup. No, I didn't meet them. I met one of the co-owners of Bentwater.
Oh.
We haven't had the greatest opinion of them in the past.
Well, yeah.
Somewhat. To be honest. Especially in their early goings.
I really like their sluice juice.
Sluice juice is bomb. Thunderfunk, I think it was a drain pour or borderline.
No, was it? Thunderfunk has come a long way, but for me, it was the experimental series that I didn't really get along with.
Mm, yeah. She's really nice.
I bet she is.
She's an ICU nurse at a hospital. Oh, as well.
Intensive care unit.
Yeah, she's very smart. Super nice lady. But I felt really weird. I was like, I have shit on your product hardcore.
You didn't tell her
in the
that.
Past. No, I did not. No, I did not say that. I told her about the podcast and everything, and you know.
And then she listened and said, well, maybe next time.
She's like, well, you guys are extremely inappropriate. And you
are we extremely inappropriate?
You're racist, and you
call in and let us know 1-877-293-1442. Are we what? We're definitely not that.
I'm just speaking for you, dude.
I'm speaking for you.
Thank you. I'm not a pedophile.
Are we extremely? No, I don't even know what you've made me so angry. I don't know what I'm talking about.
No, but the thing is, dude, think about how many hours there are of us talking, recorded, and out there on the internet.
You say much more worse stuff than I. Much more worse stuff. That was the worst thing anyone's ever said.
Yeah, see, we can make a nice, we can make a great little reel of us fucking up words, of us being, you just take anything out of context. You could do an entire Hitler speech just recreated with our voices, guaranteed.
I've never spoken German.
They're translated.
Oh, okay.
You know. You may have, you actually have spoken in German on this podcast because you've read the German names of beers.
Okay. Yeah, all right. But other than that, I don't know German.
That's all I'm saying.
I don't know where you're fucking going with this. Get back on the beer.
Sorry.
I don't know.
Off track as usual. Yo, I might eat some Whoppers, though, in the meantime, too.
Could you stop?
What? Come on, man.
You're killing us.
I can't eat some Whoppers.
You're ruining this.
I can't eat some Whoppers.
You're making this awful.
All right, I'll put some Whoppers down. God. Jesus. Sometimes a man just wants the snack in his slippers.
Yeah, thanks for bringing slippers. You get the thickest pair of socks I've ever seen.
I just tried on shoes before this too, and I remembered that I had these socks on, and I felt very self-conscious, and I was told the girl, I was like, I got really thick socks on. She was like,
you know what that means.
You know, they say about a man with thick socks.
What?
Thick foreskin.
Thick foreskin.
All right. Harpoon, Dunkin', Coffee Porter. I'm a fan.
Yeah.
I'm a fan. And they've really, really have proved me wrong. And once again, my first impression of something is incorrect because that always happens.
There's no like bitter aftertaste. It's just, really is just a smooth porter with hints of coffee.
It's great. It's great.
Iced coffee?
No, hot
coffee. Is there a difference?
Whoa. There definitely is a difference.
In flavor?
I think so. Well, you get less flavor with iced coffee just by the...
Because it's mostly water?
By the fact that it's cold, too. Cold stuff has... That's why you're supposed to drink a lot of those IPAs, like room temperature.
But then you drink that hot first sip, burns your tongue, then you don't taste anything afterwards.
I fucked my world up at Cafe Nero in my car.
Well, tell me about it.
I have this mug you see here.
And then what is it, a Yeti?
No, it's not a Yeti.
It's just some
cheap shit I took from work. Someone left it. So I had the mug in my car, and I had the coffee in the cup that they gave me, the hot coffee. And I was sitting there in my driver's seat, and I literally said out loud, I'm going to spill this everywhere and burn the fuck out of myself. And I easily could have opened the door and just made the transition from the paper cup into my mug outside the car. Didn't do it.
That's not an adventure. Why would you do that? Were you driving while you did it?
Dude, nope. I was sitting still. It was like I didn't even try to get any in the cup. It just poured everywhere. It wasn't like, oh, he spilled the little coffee. It was like my car was now damp with coffee.
Do you ever think about using your funnel for like when you put oil in your car and stuff? Or
you sick fuck. You would carry around a funnel.
Yeah.
What you want?
In my vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
This is a terrible episode, by the way.
Yeah, whatever. That's some good coffee, though. Shout out to Cafe Nero. Okay. Yeah, I'm a big fan, and I would drink this again.
Me too.
You had something you wanted to talk about today.
I can't even remember.
Well, I can. we could talk about...
At all.
We can talk about the dispensaries opening up, which I wanted to talk about. Yeah. Or we can just talk about how you basically found a dispensary on your own. You found some fucked up shit. Do you have it with you?
No, I didn't fucking...
Oh, you didn't take it?
No.
Oh.
I don't want to get caught with that shit.
Why? It's legal.
Yeah, but I don't want it.
That's true. You don't want some sketchy synthetic marijuana that you found?
What is it? It's synthetic. What is it? It's called a...
The floor of a supermarket.
Cannabinoid?
Yeah.
Whatever that fucking
Special
is.
K.
Is that, that's something they call it, right?
Yeah.
No, K2. K2 is something they call it in K2. Spice.
Yeah.
And it's,
Shit will fuck you up.
It says warning, extra potent blend. And it's got a picture of the Joker on it from the comic books.
The thing that was sketchy about it is it like didn't have much writing on it. It was just like very...
Right, it doesn't tell you anything about what it is. It
doesn't tell you anything.
On the back, it says, not for human consumption. And the next thing, it says Joker, because that's what it is. But then it lists the ingredients.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't list the ingredients on something if it wasn't for human consumption.
That's a good point.
And I don't know what they are. They're,
well,
they're plants.
There's ingredients on shampoo bottles.
Yeah, you're right. Well, that's because you can have an allergic reaction on your skin.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of human consumption.
Kind of, yeah.
This is, it's called...
transdermal consumption.
It's a herbal what incense.
Oh, right. So that's how they get around the whole...
Yeah, yeah, selling it. And I'm not going to read the ingredients because I don't know what they are. And this is also from Rush Party USA, Mind Trip, and Dead Man Walking.
Which are...
also the same thing.
Other types of probably different strands of the synthetic weed, right?
Are they strands? I don't think they're strands. I think it's all bullshit.
Whatever.
I don't know enough about
it. Well, that's the shit that, like, I think it was Chandler Jones on the Patriots. He, like, smoked that and then ran to a police station and, like, was banging on the front door.
You can have psychotic episodes. That's
yeah, it's bad. Bad. It's like a fucking reaction to like meth.
Yep.
Like you just freak out and go nuts.
It's paranoia, increased anxiety, and hallucinations. Typically much more severe than after smoking marijuana. I didn't know people had hallucinations after smoking marijuana.
I don't think people typically do.
All right. And then it says increased heart rate. If I want that, I'll just chug some Red Bulls. Agitation. I'm already agitated enough. Vomiting, seizures, uncontrollable body movements. Lack of emotional attachment.
Uncontrollable body movements. You're just like...
yeah, you have Tourette's. Going nuts. You're basically Tourette's.
Tourette's of the arms.
But then lack of emotional attachment.
What?
Which is... That's my life in a nutshell. Sweating and loss of control. I sweat every day and sometimes I get angry.
You're basically already on
K2. Exactly. Red eyes. I don't have that. And a dry mouth. Constantly foaming, so no.
Did you like Googled the side effects of synthetic weed?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It says it's addictive too, which is strange to think of.
They probably just have to say all that shit because like maybe it is. Like 99% of the time it's probably fine.
Yeah, because the same thing said marijuana was addictive and I'm pretty sure it's not.
I think it's addictive. It's psychologically addictive.
Like alcohol's addictive, right? Is it physical?
Well, alcohol is physically addictive.
You get sick, right?
Yeah.
What's the difference?
You get alcohol, you get the worst. So alcohol withdrawals can literally kill you. So you want a quick breakdown on what happens when people go through withdrawals with alcohol? It's actually very cool, I think. So say you're an alcoholic, you drink every day. There's two parts of your central nervous system, right? The of like the involuntary side of your nervous system. There's the sympathetic and the parasympathetic. Sympathetic is like fight or flight. That like ramps up all your body's shit, your heart rate, your blood pressure, the adrenaline. That's the sympathetic side. And then the parasympathetic side is it's like rest and digest. It's all like your baseline normal functions.
Breathing.
Yeah, precisely.
Heartbeat.
Right. Everything becomes low. But those two parts of your nervous system, like they oppose each other. It's like a scale, like when one side goes up, the other side goes down, but then it wants to adjust and compensate. It wants to keep you at homeostasis. So they're like constantly in competition.
Is that how like you can force yourself to forget how to breathe? Like when you think about it?
Yeah, Well, kind of. That's like, yeah, you're making it voluntary now. It's really weird. So they're like in competition to stay at homeostasis. So when you drink, it's a depressant, right? Alcohol is a depressant. So it raises the parasympathetic side, that rest and digest. And now your sympathetic side, the fight or flight side, needs to bump up to keep up with it. So you have like a ramping up of the parasympathetic, ramping up of the sympathetic, and now they're just both high, high, high. But you feel normal. And once you take away the alcohol, the parasympathetic side just drops. And you have nothing on that side. And now your sympathetic fight or flight shit is just ramped all the way up.
So you're just fucking, you're like, go.
People get
basically, you know, die of like an adrenaline overdose.
Adrenaline, you have adrenaline, super high blood pressure, super high
you're constantly on
heart
edge.
Rate and
you that's why you
so
get the
much,
shakes, right?
You have so much activity in your brain, you get seizures. People die because they get seizures. You get so much activity in your brain, your neurons are firing fucking crazy. That's literally what a seizure is. It's like overactivity of the brain, and then you just start to seize. That's why people die of alcohol, like of of detoxing from alcohol. DTs.
Nuts. Is there a way to like prevent it, or do you just have to hope you don't die from it?
No, they give you benzos, which are like benzodiazepines, like a class of drug, like Xanax or Ativan. Those are all benzos, and those are the same things that they treat seizures with because they act on GABA receptors in the brain. And if you initiate,
yo GABA GABA.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Yo GABA GABA is just like, is that the frog?
I don't know what it is. I've only ever heard of it.
I think it's a frog. He's chilling in your brain. And when you activate him, he keeps you nice and chilled out.
All right.
So benzos activate those GABA receptors. You can also literally give someone alcohol. If they're detoxing from alcohol, you can literally just give them alcohol.
Small amounts.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're detoxing. So it's okay to, I mean, I'm not a doctor, so I'm not telling you if you're detoxing to have alcohol. But like it, you know, it'll crave those. Well, not crave, curb.
Mm.
Those feelings, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Like police departments back in like the 70s and stuff, in the 60s, like when they would get drunks and they would bring them into the cells and they would start to detox, they would literally give them like nips and stuff to just keep them like from seizing, basically.
Yeah, like I'd rather deal with a drunk than a...
Yeah, than someone who's fucking about to die.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's that. I don't know how the fuck we got on seizures, but here we are.
We got it from alcoholism.
Right. Okay. So we were talking about the cannabis stuff. Dispensaries.
No. Dispensaries. Yes.
Do you want me to pull up the article that I...
I do know the first person in line was the mayor.
You saw that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was the exact article that I found that I brought today. Massachusetts mayor is first in line as recreational marijuana sales begin.
And Northampton.
What did you think when you read that?
I said, good for him. He's probably going to bring it back to his community and distribute.
He just sells it to some fucking preteen.
Some bum, yeah.
Some bum preteen.
Yeah.
Did you see that? What he said in the article?
No, I didn't. I just read the...
Someone asked him, like, are you going to like bring it home and smoke it now? And he's like, no, actually, I'm not going to smoke it. I'm going to preserve it as a piece of history.
Bullshit. Maybe the next one he'll preserve.
Yeah. It was pretty funny. So yeah, this article is just saying how obviously Massachusetts became the first state on the East Coast today. Today's Tuesday.
Yeah, forget 420. It's all about
date?
It's all November, about 11/20.
Oh, it's 11/20?
Yeah.
Oh, it's 11/20. November 20th. Massachusetts became the first state on the East Coast to have recreational dispensaries. And one opened up in Northampton, Mass, and one in Leicester, Mass. And
I'm glad you pronounced that correctly.
What I say,
I saw
Leicester.
Three people say it like that.
Leicester.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's Leicester.
Yeah.
You fucking fool.
You fucking dumb fucks. Yeah. Which is funny because like Leicester has never been on the map for anything ever.
No.
Besides maybe like Johnny Appleseed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Right?
I don't know.
That's Leominster, actually. I mean,
is Johnny Appleseed a Massachusetts character?
Leominster. Leominster is the home of Johnny Appleseed.
That's nuts.
You know, I heard some crazy fact. I don't fuck if I know if this is true or not. But
they weren't really apple seeds.
They were marijuana seeds.
Oh, I thought he was planting his seed.
He was just spraying out all over the state.
I thought he was just impregnating people left and right.
Not even impregnating. He was just going to just orchards, just fucking making them
sperm. He was just fucking holes
orchards
in the ground.
Yeah. I heard that most of the apples in the state of Massachusetts are from his... I mean, this is how, yeah, from his seeds.
Oh.
From his seed. Like they can trace back their family lineage to his apple seeds.
Through DNA.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Johnny Appleseeds.
You fucking slut.
Good for you. He's leaving a lasting impersonation.
He's a little apple whore.
Impression? I don't know. He's making dreams come true.
What a weird endeavor, though, to make your life to spread.
Who's
apples.
Like, I'm just gonna fucking plant seeds.
I
want to
know the real. I want to know the real story.
And
of
why
him.
Apples?
Right.
Why not fucking tomatoes?
Maybe he knew that apples would be very successful in the Northeast. This is like a primo, like climate for apples.
But potatoes. Why not potatoes?
Johnny Potato Head.
Potato Spud. What? No,
Johnny,
Sprout.
What? Johnny Potato Face.
It's the fucking, it's like the root, isn't it? The potato? It's the sprout of something? It's not an actual.
Yeah, probably. I don't know. I just know potatoes will grow fucking like anywhere.
You can live off of only potatoes.
Did you see Martian?
No.
You never saw The Martian with Matt Damon?
No.
That's what he grows on Mars.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he like creates a little like biodome.
It has all the nutrients and vitamins you need to live.
Yeah. All about those starches, baby.
Isn't that crazy?
We're carbon-based organisms.
Yeah, I know.
Give me that shit. That's why, capital C. That's why, yeah, baby. So these bitches love carbs. Anyways, David Narkowitz is his name.
What a narc.
I know, that's actually kind of funny. Ooh, what if this is all a setup? He like purchases it and he's like, gotcha. And then everyone in line is just like,
Sorry, buddy.
I guess lines were like fucking ridiculous.
That's because everyone from New York decided to come out for the fucking trip.
Right. New York, Maine, New Hampshire. And I was talking to someone about it before it happened. I was like, I wonder, they were saying that if you just have an ID and you're over 21, they'll sell it to you. It doesn't matter what state you're from.
Yeah. Because it's the same in like Las Vegas.
Yeah.
You don't have to be, because they just assume you're going to use it there.
Yeah.
I suppose, you know, if you're coming to Massachusetts, there's not much to do. You're probably not going to use it here. Mm-hmm. I would, if all the cops should have just been on the border doing like fucking checks and be like, oh, nope, gotcha.
Honestly, I bet you there probably were a lot of stops along the border. Cops are looking for OUIs.
Get that shit back into circulation.
Did you hear about LAX, the Los Angeles airport, they're letting people get on the plane with marijuana, but their policy is basically, we'll let you come to our airport and get on the plane with marijuana, but like whatever happens when you land is on you.
It's on you, yeah. Yeah. That's the way it should be.
It's pretty funny.
Yeah. Is it though?
Yeah, because the FAA is like a federally regulated entity, and marijuana is still illegal in the eyes of the federal government. So there's just like, it's just like we're in this weird time.
I mean, I guess they could do like Mass to Colorado and whatever. Yeah. It'd be like, that's fine.
No, but what's the policy? But I don't think you can bring it into Colorado.
When you're over a state, do you abide by their laws?
I don't know. I don't know the policies.
Or do you probably abide by federal laws?
Yeah. Well, with...
I mean, you're not smoking up.
At Denver International Airport, they have disposable, like bins where you dispose of marijuana before you get on the plane.
That's a tragedy.
They have a policy because they have fucking, I don't know if you've ever flown into Denver International, but I have a few times, and they have like drug recognition dogs that sniff everyone. Like you get in security line, show them your passport, then you get through, and then you're in another line, and they just run the dog by the whole line.
And they're like, we're sorry, you have to throw that away.
I don't know. It's not even like a felony.
It's like, we're just sorry, you have to throw that away.
Yeah, they're like pretty strict about
it. They're like the Canada of the United States.
Denver or yeah. Colorado, kind of, yeah. Yeah. They're everyone thinks that they're like super. I mean, obviously they're very progressive, but
they're also kind of
when they legalized recreational marijuana, they actually got stricter about. They got way stricter with their driving laws with marijuana, and they got way stricter about their smoking in public laws. Yeah. Like you're more likely to get in trouble smoking a joint in Denver than you are in Boston.
Yeah, because they're out looking for it.
Yeah.
Well, maybe not now, but soon.
They were just like, okay, well, this is legalized, but like for real though, guys, don't smoke outside because it's like I don't know what it is. You have to just be on your own property or whatever.
Right, and I guess you're not allowed to be visible by anyone while you're doing it.
Yeah, that makes sense. And their dispensaries are like super high security out there. I don't know. I haven't really heard too much about the one in Northampton and Leicester.
But like, if you have a medical marijuana card, you can skip the line.
Oh, there's two separate lines for
right. If you have medical, you don't have to wait in that line, and you also have, I think, a different selection.
How long do you think? I also have a list here for anyone listening of the different options they have and the different prices, which I think is kind of interesting. But how long of a wait do you think it's going to be in like the next couple weeks? Like obviously right now I'm guessing it's like you have to wait hours or something.
Oh, I see what you're saying. I thought you were saying like how long do you think till they let other ones open up?
No.
When do
you think it'll die down?
It's cold right now, so I don't think it's going to last much longer. And I think as soon as people realize that if they're not just rushing it, there'll be a better supply. Like, not a better supply, but like you'll just be able to go whenever you want if everyone doesn't rush it all at once.
Rush the place?
Yeah, because the lines is what keeps everyone off. Everyone's like, oh, there's a line. I got to get there early. Yeah, and they like all get there at the same time.
Like I think like Yogi Berra, the catcher for the Yankees, used to say, like that place is always crowded. No one eats there anymore.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a paradox, right. But yeah,
it's true.
Yeah. But yeah, like I wouldn't go out there right now, drive from Boston to Northampton to get weed because I would just assume when I get there that there's going to be a 3-hour wait.
Yeah. And I don't want to wait.
Right. Right. We have to wait until more open up.
I don't even have like a smoking device. I don't have a pipe or anything.
Yeah. I don't like smoking things. I'm not, my lungs are too sensitive. Too sensitive,
yeah.
Yeah, too pussy lungs. I mean, they're nice. They're diesel lungs, but they're not made for smoking.
They're very pink, right?
Yeah, they're good. Nice pink. Nice and pink.
Good, good, good for you.
You know. Yeah, so that's that. I don't know. We'll see. You want me to read the list?
Yeah, I want to hear about this stuff. I'm interested.
These are the prices. So they have like a bajillion different fucking strands and shit.
In New York, they have a weed truck, but it's not really a weed truck. They've got weed like on it and they have strains of weed, but weed is not legal in New York. So they're selling you stuff with like CBD oil and minimal fractional amounts. So it's not even really doing anything.
Yeah. It's almost like a placebo van.
Basically.
Yeah.
They're just screwing people over there.
Yeah, people need to do their research. The CBD stuff's really interesting. Actually, I had a patient yesterday who...
That stuff's good for people with like headaches and stuff.
Yep, headaches. She had seizures. She has a brutal seizure disorder. And she's on two different seizure medications and a CBD oil. And she says it helps. I know it helps people with like sleep and stuff. So
yeah, it makes you relax.
Yeah. And it's not... And the CBD, as opposed to the THC, is not psychoactive.
THC is like... It's what gives you the high.
Right, right. CBD is more of like a...
It's the calming effect.
Correct, yeah. Correct. It's like a body relaxation. Like,
yeah, I did
relaxation.
Some research into it.
Yeah, good. Look at this, man. All right, so...
Tell me what them gummies cost.
So you can buy straight up marijuana, right? Which I'm not... If I were to go to one of these facilities, I would be more interested in getting like an edible.
Yeah.
I don't feel like smoking anything.
Understandable.
So for like the weed though, it's $15 for a gram, $50 for an eighth.
See, I don't even know how much a gram is. Like, is that...
Wow, you're so old, dude.
Is that like one hit? What is it?
Nah, that's like... Oh, let me just finish.
All right.
A gram. So a gram's $15. An eighth is 50. A quarter ounce is 100. Half is 175. And an ounce is 300. Which is... So, like, when I was in college, I had a roommate at one point that used to deal weed. I never smoked weed.
This is good, because I was just going to ask you, do you think these prices are comparable?
Right.
To what they were selling on the streets?
He would, and I remember, because he was, like, a pretty, like, legitimate drug dealer. He was drug dealing all the time. He was selling an ounce for, I want to say, like, $325.
Oh, so almost
around,
the same.
Around $300. I expected these prices to be like high. Sky high.
I think, well, that doesn't take into account taxes.
Oh, you're right. Oh,
my. Yep. You got to pay the tax on it, too, and the tax is pretty high.
You're so right.
And that's another thing. The medical marijuana community doesn't have to pay the tax.
Right. So I think that the reason why these prices are decent is... So here's the thing. Like,
it's to encourage people to buy from them and not to buy from... dealers on the street.
Right. And they can be decent because dealers on the street, think about the process that they have to, the cost is high for them because they have to, the marijuana gets grown in Mexico and think about all the, you know, it has to evade Mexican government, the United States DEA, get over the border, get transported all the way up here. This, so like, obviously that just keeps raising up the price.
Yeah, it's the mule fee.
Right, exactly. So this weed is grown in Massachusetts, and so the price is like lower, but then the taxes raise it up to...
I like the idea of it being governmental also, because then you don't have to worry about it being like laced with shit.
Yeah. So I think, guys, I think that the tax rate on this is 20%. So for an ounce, you'd be paying $360, which is probably a slightly higher than like street value, what you would pay on the street.
Who's my buying
guess,
an ounce?
I guess. People...
Really?
Yes. That's honestly, if you go to this place, if you make a trip out to Northampton, you'd probably buy
buy like a candy bar and be like, all right, bye everyone. And they'd be like, really? You drove out here for this? Like, yeah.
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 I think they're only selling people the max of an ounce.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Recreationally.
I think you're only allowed to have an ounce. You're only allowed to have an ounce on
you're
you.
You're probably right, yeah. Oh, you are right. You are right. I remember that reading that in the law 2 years ago when this shit passed.
It's given us plenty of time to study it.
Do you want me to read? I have a bunch of the strains, and they have like descriptions. I'll read one of them. It's called Moonshine Haze.
Oh, I like a moonshine.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, I saw that name. Like
Purple
it.
Haze, Jimi Hendrix.
Do you want me to read Arcata Trainwreck, or do you want me to read Moonshine Haze?
Give me that Moonshine Haze.
Okay. It's a sativa. I don't know what that means, but people always say, it's a sativa.
I think a sativa...
That's like the...
There's three types. There's hybrid, sativa, and then there's... Something starts with an I.
Indica. Nice,
I was
going to
say indigo, but... and one of them... Is
one
like
of them's a, like...
One of them will bring you, like, relax down. You, and the other one focuses you.
I think
but,
the down one is an indica.
See, I thought it was sativa, but I might be wrong because I think sativa means sleep. You remember it by S.
Oh, maybe.
That's how I do things. Right. But I could be wrong. But
our
also,
listeners are going fucking apeshit right now.
That's true. I hope they are. But also, I've also heard that one strain could have one effect on someone and the opposite effect on the other. So you just kind of have to figure out what you're doing.
That honestly makes a lot of sense because drugs in general affect people differently, affect everyone differently.
Yeah, like Advil.
Yeah. You can have like a adverse reaction to certain stuff.
I have to take 4 Advil just to get anything going.
Just to feel it?
Yeah.
It's all right.
But that's, I mean, then I don't have to take any more.
Don't take too much Advil, dude. It makes your body more acidic.
Yeah. Because that's not true.
I don't know. All right.
You would die
go.
If your body, if your pH balance was off, even a slight, you would die.
Yeah. Your body's pH is supposed to be between 7.35 and 7.45.
Yeah, and you can't change it. Nothing you do to it will change it. And the food you eat, it won't change it. I promise you.
You can change the pH of your blood, and then that can fuck shit up.
How do you
so
do
here's
that?
The thing with pH in your body pH. So if you go down...
Your body regulates this shit.
Yeah, it does. It
that's
does.
How we've stayed alive.
It does, a very, it does a very good job of regulating when your body gets acidic.
This is how dumb people have survived for so long. Their natural instincts, the things their bodies do for them... has kept them alive for this long. Don't you fucking eat those
I'm
Whoppers
opening,
on
I'm
my
opening
podcast.
Up these Whoppers. And you know what? All my listeners, or all the, our listeners.
All your listeners? Yeah. All right, I'm done.
All of my fans right now.
Those are my dog's candies.
If you
eating.
Shut off this podcast because I'm opening up some Whoppers, you can literally go fuck yourself because...
I don't even care about the noise. Those are my Whoppers. My dog likes to eat them. He's not supposed to, but he likes to.
You're such a psycho. You can't give your dog Whoppers.
I don't give them to him. I hide him and I put him in high places and he finds them.
Your dog is a savage.
He just likes Whoppers.
Okay.
He didn't eat the Kit Kat. He didn't eat the Reese's. He didn't eat the Heath Bar Crunch.
I'm surprised
he just went
Reese's.
Straight for the Whoppers. I know, because we give him peanut butter like every night. He loves it.
Dogs love peanut butter. So if it goes below 7.35, your body's acidic, and above 7.45, it's alkalitic, or base, you know? It's like the opposite of what you think.
Isn't
base
in the middle?
High.
No, I thought the base was in the middle, and there was alkaline, and then there was acid.
No, a base is something that's alkalitic.
Okay. It's just neutral in the middle, then.
Yeah, middle is just neutral. If you go acidic, you can go acidic way easier than you can go alkalitic, but your body's way better at regulating that. If you happen for whatever reason, I don't even fucking know, to go like I think bleach is a base. If you drink that, you're kind of fucked. Your body's very bad at dealing with that.
Hold on. You're fucked not because your body is going to become alkaline or acidic. It's going to, because of the poison in it first. You're going to die from poison before you die from...
I mean, you die from your pH, dude.
Your pH doesn't change, dude.
Yes, it does.
I've looked into this, too. Because people are like, oh, you know, you gotta have your lemon water to balance out your acidity.
Okay, well, that shit's... I'm not talking about people drinking lemon water
and shit. I'm telling you, you die before your body even has a chance to change its pH level.
No.
Your pH level starts to change when you're decomposing. That's when it's going to change for real.
No, Maddie.
We're going to look into this afterwards.
I'm telling you. I deal with this shit all the time. All right. Ready?
Really? You pull out a fucking pH testing strip?
Not a pH testing strip, but something that monitors the pH that's in your breath. Yeah.
I don't have pH
in my breath.
Entitled
CO2.
ABV.
We plug it. We put a, you know, like a little nasal cannula thing. And you notice we plug it into our monitors.
Say for the layman.
We can see essentially your pH level, how we monitor it.
All right.
I'm telling you. All right. Moonshine haze, a sativa. Oh, bro, it's a sativa.
You said that already.
Since our first harvest, Moonshine Haze has developed a notable reputation for its fast onset and effectiveness.
And put you to sleep?
Let's see. Moonshine Haze is said to deliver a pleasant rush of energy and acute mental stimulation.
All right, so you're right. Sativa's not sleep.
That may help patients with depressive symptoms, anxiety, and stress disorders. Here we go.
Nice.
So the only reason why I remember that is because one of the Biggie Small songs, he says something about indica, and I guess he liked to just be chilled out.
Well, who doesn't like to be chilled out?
Right, yeah. I don't know. Something about Biggie Smalls that makes me remember that. He smoked a lot of indica.
That's good. I'm glad that they know, like, these potheads know the difference, you know?
Yeah, it's kind of...
There's a science to it.
Doesn't it annoy you a little, though, when they, like, get on their high horse and they think, like, weed is the answer to literally everything?
I saw a meme. I don't know if it was a meme. I don't understand what a meme is anymore.
And it's, damn, it all goes downhill at 30, doesn't it?
Well, a meme was originally a picture with words. Mm. This was just words in a picture file.
Okay.
And it was like, yeah, definitely, let's make cancer recreational and, you know, whatever. Oh, not cancer.
Cannabis.
Cannabis, yeah.
Let's make cancer recreational.
But also, no, it doesn't cure cancer.
Yeah, no.
Like, everyone's like, oh, it's going to cure your cancer. No, it isn't. It's not the cure to everything.
Yeah.
It's not, it might not even make your headaches go away. It might not do anything for you.
Well, there's definitely a placebo effect that goes along with it, which... A lot of people make an argument that if something has a placebo effect, then who gives a fuck why it makes you feel that way? Then
right.
if it makes you feel that way, it makes you feel that way.
A lot of people will be like, oh, I didn't get high the first time I smoked weed. And I just want to be like, that's because you didn't know how to smoke weed.
Right.
You dumb fuck.
Right. It has nothing to do with, it doesn't affect you the first time. No, right. You just didn't do it right.
You didn't inhale. You probably swallowed it.
I've actually never thought about that before. That's a very good point.
Oh, it fucking pisses me off.
I also remember some girl in high school saying, like, talking about how she smoked weed the first time. And she was like, it was crazy. Like, I was hallucinating and blah, blah, blah. Yeah. I'm just like, no, you weren't.
No, you weren't. You weren't doing shit.
That was for sure a placebo effect. She probably didn't even do it right and didn't even get high.
She was like, the walls were coming down around me. It was crazy.
Yeah, like, she's like, you could see stuff. You could see
I could see stuff right now.
The music. I remember one kid telling me he could see the music. You can't see the music.
And you can't smell colors.
Unless you're doing a true psychedelic.
Fuck yeah.
Then in that case, yeah, you can. I'll believe you if you say that. But you're smoking a little weed, dude. And that's the other thing. Like, kids do it and, like, they inhale. They're just getting lightheaded from the smoke.
Yeah. Oxygen deprivation.
Yeah. Exactly. This fucking 16-year-old girl telling me how she hallucinated. No, you didn't. You fucking got lightheaded because you never smoked anything in your life and you went to a Catholic school.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Yeah, fuck you, bitch.
All right.
She's our number one fan, right?
Imagine. All right. Yeah, so just one more time. A gram 15, an eighth for 50, a quarter for 100, half an oh for 175, and an ounce for 300.
Why are you repeating that? Who cares?
People, that I guarantee you, people be like, oh, it's real interesting.
Yeah, but who cares?
I don't know. Potheads love prices.
Potheads okay. don't. Potheads, there's like an eternal battle between potheads and like beer snobs.
Really?
Yeah.
I wasn't aware of this.
They don't like each other.
Yeah.
Potheads are like, oh, alcohol's bad for you. It's killing you.
Yeah, that's so true. I mean, it definitely is pretty bad for you.
And then beer snobs are like,
these damn potheads.
Yeah, but you're breathing in all that smoke, man.
Yeah.
Well, not like that. That was still a pothead.
A study just came out saying that linking vaping with increased rates of cancer.
I get vaping like fucks up your lungs.
I just love it.
Like it's everyone's putting like water inside your lungs and shit.
Everyone's like, oh, vaping's like a healthy alternative, which it probably is better than smoking cigarettes.
You're almost slowly drowning.
Well, what do you mean?
Because it's literally water vapor. You're breathing in water.
Yeah.
But you're not going to breathe all that out.
That's not the issue.
I know it's not the issue, but someone's going to all of a sudden be choking one day, or they're going to just drown and they'll be like, what the fuck happened? He wasn't even near water.
For your lungs. Well, the more humid and wet your lungs are, the more chance you are of getting like a pneumonia or something. That's for sure. So you're probably right there.
It's just so stupid. Tastes like cotton candy, bro. Yeah, you look like a piece of shit, bro. Dude.
Yeah, what the fuck? Either you know, smoke the cancer sticks like a real man or just give it up.
So cigarettes are awful for you. Don't smoke them if you don't smoke them. But the people that do smoke them, they look badass.
Until
they're
like
cool.
Until they're like 50 and like
most of the time they don't make it that far. If you're smoking cigarettes right now, you're not making it that far.
That's a good point, bro. Yeah, it does.
Cool.
It does look cool.
It's cool looking.
Oh, yeah, okay, okay.
But
yes.
You can look cool all the way. If you're puffing on a vape,
yes, you look like a fucking yes.
It looks like you're sucking on a beeper.
A small, tiny plastic dick.
Yeah, all right, I have that too.
Yeah, from a purely aesthetic standpoint.
You fucking, you hold that thing in your, you look cool.
You look like fucking James Dean standing
there. You look
there.
Like you can get shit done.
Yeah, you're a go-getter.
Like, because they take one last hit, and then they just throw it down, and then they go take care of business.
I saw this fantastic video recently. This is one of the best fight videos. You know how there's always fight videos online?
Oh, yeah, on the YouTube.
Shit? Yeah. This is one of my favorite ones of all time. It was this dude, right? They were in a parking garage. There was, like, six of them versus one kid. But the one, they weren't, like, jumping them, but they were, like, fighting them, like, one at a time. So the first kid, he kind of knows some shit. You can just tell.
He's got a white belt.
You know, and it's these six fucking punks, dude, these assholes. And the first dude goes up to him, and you know, they square up, and then the one single lone kid, like, knocks him down, basically, kind of, like, but it's not really clean. And then the big man of the bunch, of the six, he's the big guy. He's got a wife beater on. He's, like, this bald Mexican dude, and he's...
You're describing it, yeah. Like a battle in a video game.
Yeah.
Like a boss battle.
Yeah,
this is the boss.
Excuse me. Yeah, he's the boss. He's the boss of the group. He's like, oh, this, my little puny friend couldn't handle him. He's like, let me fucking do it. She's like, you want to fight me? He's like, yeah. And he stands there with his, he, I think he has
this
like
is
a,
the boss?
Yeah, this is like the boss.
Oh, I don't like that,
like,
the boss
like,
had the cigarette.
Like, I'm going to step in now. And he like, and he has like a shirt on over his wife beater. He takes his shirt off. And he throws it down and he has his wife beater on. And then he has a cigarette and he takes a nice long drag of a cigarette and throws it on the ground to the parking garage like he's all tough. And then he goes up to the dude.
He gets fucking dinged, right?
Dude, he gets rocked. The dude throws like a leg kick and the guy like kind of like
goes to block it.
He shoots for a double leg. He grabs both his legs and just picks him up and drops him on his head and the guy's just out cold. It was fantastic.
That's too bad.
You defeat the boss, the other five, you know, aren't going to fuck
with
you.
They run away.
Yeah. It was so sick.
Because the boss has beaten all of them.
Yeah.
So why would?
That's so good.
You have an option. You can join this guy and be a part of his crew.
Oh, imagine.
Or you can run away.
He's like, now I own you motherfuckers.
Yeah.
You're mine. Yeah. That's
I love a good boss battle.
Yeah. You ever seen any, what's your favorite video game? Oh, here's a good one. You ready? What's the number one boss you remember from a video game?
Like, that I remember?
Yeah.
Or like, that I couldn't beat?
That stands out.
That was hard?
Prominent boss.
Dr. Robotnik.
The ultimate of all ultimate
bosses.
He's
not the ultimate of all ultimate bosses, but he's the one that sticks out in my head.
Why?
Sonic the Hedgehog 1. It was the first game I ever played.
What was his name?
Dr. Robotnik.
Robotnik.
Or the Eggman.
Mm-hmm.
And the last level in Sonic the Hedgehog 1, he's in this like mecha suit, and then you hit him once, and then you have to, and then these tubes come down and they'll crush you if you're near them or if you're under them.
Yeah.
But then there's also these electrical pulses that are coming down that you have to hide from. Oh no, okay. The tubes, he's in the tubes and you ding him.
Okay. He's in the tubes?
Yeah, and you have to hit him. And you have to hit him like 10 times. I'll play it for you after this. It's easy.
That's real difficult, dude.
Yeah.
Mine is the hand. I don't even know what video game. What's the hand?
Super Smash Brothers?
Yeah, Super Smash Bros. The hand.
I never played that game solo mode. I've only ever played it competitive.
It just comes out and crushes you.
I didn't have a Nintendo 64. It's just the hand.
Yeah, that's all. Just the hand. All right, you ready?
For what?
More prices.
No.
No, these are the good. This is the good stuff. This is what I want to get to. Not the good stuff.
We got another beer to drink.
I know. All right, so if you can buy joints. You could buy a half gram mini joint for $8, a full size for $15. You could get a 5-pack of 1-gram joints for $70 and a 10-pack of 1-gram joints for $135. Now, that doesn't mean much to me, but that means a lot to someone out there. Does that smell good?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, fuck. I'm so pumped. Here's the more interesting stuff for me. If I were to go and do this, I would get an edible.
A gummy bear. A chocolate bar.
Ooh, what did you say? You want a chocolate bar? Ooh,
I want a dose bar.
It's called a dose bar. Ooh, and gummies.
Yeah, I know. Do they sell the butter or the oil gummies, that you can make your own?
You can get 5-milligram gummies, a total of 25 milligrams for $10.
That's not bad.
You get 5 doses for $10. 5 milligrams isn't a lot.
It's probably enough. For someone like me who doesn't do it.
Someone like me doesn't do it. And when I was in Colorado, I did it and 10 milligrams is perfect for me. And I'd never smoke marijuana.
Then I would do all 25.
Well, you're a fucking psycho.
Let's kill it.
You're going to be higher than astronaut.
Let's do it on Thanksgiving Day. Are you working Thanksgiving Day?
No, thank God.
How do you get these holidays off? You're like the low man on the totem pole.
I'm not. I'm working New Year's Eve and I'm working Christmas Eve this year. Fucking sucks.
Well, you work in the eves. The holiday is the day. Like you get Christmas Day off. That's the holiday.
I'd rather.
Everyone's working Christmas Eve. Everyone's working New Year's Eve.
I have to work a 24-hour shift like on New Year's Eve. I'm not going to be able to go out for New Year's. That sucks. New Year's Eve is the holiday, really, at my age.
Yeah, you're right.
You know,
New Year's Day is the holiday at my age because you get to sleep in.
Yeah.
You get to cure your hangover.
You want a chocolate bar, bro?
Tell me what it is.
A 50 milligram chocolate bar.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Getting slimmed. Well, let me guess.
Oh, no. It's not even a 50 milligram chocolate bar. It's a 100 milligram chocolate
bar. Let me guess.
Oh, wait. They got both, actually. Yeah.
$35.
50 milligram chocolate bar. $17.
God
kid.
Damn, that's a steal right
that's
there.
That's a fucking steal, kid.
Go out and get yourself. Oh, but 17 times 2 for the 100, 35.
25 Woo-hoo! For the 100 milligrams.
Get the 100, kids.
Get the 100, kid.
God damn it.
When I was out in Colorado, we got 100. Yeah. 100 milligrams total of 10 milligram. Peach gummies. So it was 10.
Oh,
10
I don't like a peach.
Peach
Do they have
gummies.
Any other flavor?
Yeah.
Like cherry?
I love peach rings. So it was peach rings.
So they have the white ones, right?
It was $20.
They're like the weird color.
They're like white and pinkish and orange.
They're like the lifesaver that you're like, what the fuck color is this? Right? Because you get the red, the yellow, the.
No, it's peach. Have you ever seen a peach ring? No. It's like coated with sugar?
No. I don't like sugar. I don't like gummy things.
Oh, I thought you liked gummy shit.
No, I would get a gummy over smoking weed. Yeah,
I love peach rings. So in Colorado, they had 10 milligram peach rings for $20. That was what I got.
That's not bad.
No, it wasn't bad at all. It was perfect for me. It's all I need. So yeah, dude, you could go and get that 100 milligram chocolate bar for $25.
We'll have to take a trip out there. We'll make an event out of it.
Could we? Yeah, we could.
You know what I'm saying? We don't just have a podcast or anything, do we? Who the fuck am I talking to right now?
Could we
this
do it,
This is all
Dad?
In my head, isn't it?
Could we do it, Dad? Yeah, we could do it, and we could hit up some breweries while we're out there.
Yeah. It's so close to Canton. It's not close, but it's on the way, yeah.
Yeah,
Lester's the one I would go to. I wouldn't go all the way to Northampton.
All the way to Northampton, yeah. That's near
UMass. Where you're going to get all those New York people.
Yes, you're correct.
Yeah.
And all the UMass kids.
Lester's like an hour away, maybe two.
I wonder how many. Oh, God, I wish I went to UMass when all this shit happened. That would have been cool.
Why? You're going to wait in line?
You're right, actually.
Everyone is coming back now because it's Thanksgiving weekend.
Mm.
That's probably why they waited till this weekend.
Oh, that's actually good. Maybe keep the lines down a little.
Not only that, but just not have all those college kids around.
Yeah, they're just going to cause a problem. Oh, my God. Imagine being a UMass cop, right? Like this week. Ugh. Or when everyone gets back.
It's not... I mean, people on weed aren't like...
Yeah, they're chilling.
They're not like someone...
Actually, right. It's not going to be any worse than any other average week at
UMass. It's probably going to be better. Yeah. Like, everyone's going to stay inside.
Everyone's
like, real slow weekend. What's going on here?
Everyone's
going
to be smoking that sativa, be focused as fuck on their schoolwork, and then on weekends just smoking the indica, chilling out.
Massive spike in SATs out there.
Everyone's fucking smart as shit. It really is like the cure-all.
They're like, God damn it. We should have been letting these kids smoke weed all the time.
So that's good. Yeah. Get another beer, kid?
We do got another beer. Fucking it's late into this one, too. We've been going for quite some time.
That's good.
We're drinking... recently, we did an Ipswich Ale Brewery beer. We're going to do another one. We're doing Ipswich Spruce, a Spruce Tip India Pale Ale. Underneath it says it's a malt beverage with natural flavor. I've never quite pinpointed that natural flavor. I don't know. Wow. You don't know how to pour beer, do you? You just didn't care on this one?
Correct.
All right. It's brewed in historic Ipswich, which we're all aware of, how historic Ipswich is. Now this one, I want you to talk about the artwork on it because you liked it.
Did you not?
I do.
Okay, cool.
But I didn't like it as much as you did.
Yeah, that was like the first thing I really love it. So it's like this snowy mountain, but it's like a cartoon mountain with pine trees and spruce trees, you could say.
I would hope so.
Which is cool. There's a long, windy cartoon road coming down from the top of it. And on the cartoon road, close in the foreground of the artwork is this old school pickup truck, like very one of those old school ones that's like red, has a white top.
It's an old Ford.
An old Ford, yeah. It looks like a Model T. I don't know if
not
that's
not a Model
correct.
T. Doesn't look like a
doesn't
Model
look
T. Get
like
that
a
image
Model
out
T.
of your head. It's very rounded.
Okay, so this old pickup truck coming down the road, and in the driver's seat is this skeleton hanging out the window. He's wearing a winter hat, a blue winter hat with a ball on the top and a blue nice...
It's called a pom-pom.
Nurdle. Oh, ooh, you're correct. It's a pom-pom. A turtleneck sweater, and he's holding in his hand a massive hop that's the size of his fucking head.
Size of his head, yeah, that's huge.
But he's not holding onto the wheel because he has the hop in one hand and he's pointing to it with the other.
He's not holding onto the wheel because he's a skeleton and he's dead already. He doesn't care.
True that. Maddie cracked the code. But I really like this artwork. And on this side of the truck, it says Ipswich Ale Brewery.
Is that all?
That's all.
You don't want to mention the Yeti?
Bro, you just blew my mind. I didn't even notice that.
You didn't?
No. I thought he was one of the
I thought he was a snow cap?
Snow, yeah. Whoa. He's creepy.
Yeah, he's just creeping. He's like, who's this motherfucker
Yeti?
Driving
yeah.
down my road?
He's peering behind the spruce trees.
Very supernatural. Very
jerking
supernatural.
Off.
Oh, he is.
Guys, go and find this can.
It's a GIF. The Yeti is a GIF on the can, and he's just jerking it.
Ipswich Ale. All right.
Speaking of snow caps,
what up?
Davey went skiing.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Now tell me how to do a 180.
Yeah, I made a video on my Instagram. You can go watch it if you want.
I tried watching it, but I watched it for like 30 seconds and you weren't 180ing yet. So I was like, all right, fuck it.
Well, you didn't watch the full thing?
No.
You fucking
asshole.
It was
too long, dude.
It's a minute.
It took up my whole break.
It's a minute. I attempt the 180 and then...
Do you fall?
Yes.
All right, I'll watch it. It's probably gone now. I probably can't.
No, I Instagrammed it. It's not just on my story. Yeah, you fucking dick.
You wipe out, huh?
So yeah, I went skiing. It was good. If you're a skier, Wildcat Mountain, currently in New Hampshire, almost right across the road from Mount Washington, has the most snow on the entire East Coast right now. So go
there. And if they want to sponsor us, we'll talk a little bit more about them.
We'll talk then. But until then, we're not going to say shit.
Now, what made you choose skiing over snowboarding?
I didn't. My parents chose it for
me. You were never like, well, let's pick up snowboarding?
I actually did try snowboarding like once or twice, and I was already way better at skiing, and it was pointless. And then when I got older, snowboarding is cool as fuck. It looks cool, but I always felt like it's a wasted day of skiing if I go and try to learn to snowboard.
Yeah.
Like I can go and...
Why don't you try to learn on like a hill? Like there's a hill over here.
I could do that, but...
That's not a wasted day of skiing.
What am I going to do? Walk up and down the whole time?
Yeah, it's like a fucking 2-second walk.
I could do it, but fucking snowboarding's so hard to learn. It's way easier to learn to ski.
I think I would prefer snowboarding. I don't really look like a skiing type.
If I had to go... I don't know. It's a toss-up. It's like 50-50. You can ski harder shit if you're a skier. You can like do harder terrain.
Can you?
As at a less of a skill level.
Okay, I was going to say. Because right? I'm pretty sure any snowboarder can do anything a skier can do as long as they're a skill.
If this was a video game and my ski rating was an 80 and my snowboard rating was an 80, I could do harder shit on skis.
Okay.
That's how I feel. Yeah.
See, I feel like it'd be like you would have to worry about your legs going in separate directions. You have to worry about your feet hitting each other.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you technically do.
I mean, there's different.
It becomes muscle memory, you know?
It's different things, I suppose.
It's way harder to go from skiing to snowboarding than it is from snowboarding to skiing. Because when you're skiing, your legs are free and separate. And then when you constrict them on the same board, it feels fucking weird. It's like a mind fuck.
Yeah.
I don't know how to explain but it's just really
You're also
weird.
Coming down body forward, and then all of a sudden you're coming down body sideways.
Yeah, yeah. That's also makes it harder. So, like, it's easy to do, like, when you're snowboarding, it's easier to do, like, heel side. So, like, toe side down, your toes down the mountain, because you're facing down the mountain. If you were to fall, if you catch an edge and fall, you can brace yourself with your hands. Yeah. You fall forward, right?
Yeah.
But then it's a lot of people, they can't even do heel side because then now your back's facing down the mountain and you catch an edge, you fucking backflip onto the back of your head.
Yeah, I did that once.
A lot of people get hurt. Way more people get hurt.
And I did that at this hill. I didn't do it on an actual mountain. I've never been to an actual mountain.
Really?
Yeah.
We should go. Doesn't the Thrill have a place up there?
Yeah.
We should go sometime.
We should just go up there and chill.
Yeah, we...
Because it's expensive. It's expensive fuck to do this
expensive.
Stuff.
You're right. One time, though, maybe this winter we'll go.
Yeah, we'll see.
All right. We should go... We need to go up to the...
But I'm not like... I would need to take lessons. I couldn't be like, oh, I know what I'm doing.
Yeah. Yeah, you could fuck around and figure it out.
Like, I used to be able to skateboard and stuff. And I could rollerblade, too, but I was always better at skateboarding.
Oh,
right.
If you skateboarded, you'll get the hang of snowboarding.
Okay.
Pretty similar.
Like, are you good at rollerblading?
No. I was okay. I could do it. I was okay. But snowboarders tend to hurt their arms, like their wrist. Breaking your... If this is going to sound wicked gay, but if you go snowboarding, wear wrist guards because...
What's wrong with being gay?
There's nothing wrong with it. A lot of gay people I know, they do this, so they wear
wrist
guard.
Do they break their wrist?
Yeah, they do this so hard that they break their wrist. So you should wear a wrist guard. That's all I'm saying. And skiers tend to hurt their like... They tend to blow out their ACLs more.
I feel like something happens and you're skiing, like, and you go to, like, fall forward, like, you just get lifted up into the air.
Oh, because, like, your skis
will, because your skis will, like, fucking
dig in.
Shoot you into the moon.
Sometimes, dude, there's nothing. I literally think one of the funniest things on earth is watching someone fall on skis. The moment where they're when they start to get out of control and right before they actually fall is one of the funniest moments in just ever. Because they're out of control and they can't control themselves and they know they're going down and they're doing everything they can to stay upright and it's just not working.
See, at that
point, they end up in ridiculous positions.
I like to think that I have a sitcom face at that point where I'm just like, and I know I'm going down.
Whoops.
I make the like, oh, what am I going to do? And I go
as
down.
As you tomahawk down the mountain.
Yeah. You have to learn how to fall on those things before you like learn anything else, right? Do they teach you how to fall?
I would hope they
do.
I haven't taken lessons since I was a fucking little kid. I don't know. Maybe they start off with teaching you how to pizza.
Yeah. You know, I've seen South Park.
And then you get that down.
If you french fry when you pizza, you're going to have a bad time.
You're going to have a bad time. I was reckless as a kid.
Oh, I believe it. You're reckless now.
I was reckless on skis. No, but in my, I'm more conservative now. I was fearless.
You're more conservative. Yeah. You were skiing with earbuds in, so you couldn't hear if anyone else was coming towards you.
I never do that. And I didn't have a helmet on either. I also never do that.
You were doing it. And so you're not reckless.
I am.
And you were looking at your phone while you were skiing, which is probably akin to driving while looking at your phone.
Probably even worse.
And then you attempted to do a 180, which have you done successfully?
Yeah, a lot? Yeah, I can do it.
While looking at your phone. Totally unaware of everything around you.
Whatever, bro. Sometimes you gotta risk it for the biscuit.
No, I'm not reckless.
You gotta risk it for the biscuit, baby.
I like biscuits and gravy.
You gotta risk it for the Bisquick.
No, not Bisquick.
Okay.
That shit's gross.
What about the Triscuits?
What do you think of this?
This is pretty good.
Triscuits sucks. I don't like the texture.
Wheat Thins?
I would take a Wheat Thin over a Triscuit.
Ritz.
A Ritz over everything.
Ah, that buttery.
You got that
Ritz.
Butter, yeah.
Yeah.
Saltines comes in second. Mm. Shut the fuck up.
Low key. All right. This beer is...
It's a fucking... I didn't think it was... It's a malt beverage.
It reminds me of a Harpoon IPA. It's an IPA, but it's malty, and it's not...
It's hoppy, though. It's balanced. This is a balanced IPA.
I like it.
This is a truly balanced IPA. It's got that spruce tips in it.
It's all right.
Christmas tree tips.
It's a good IPA for this time of year. You're right. You're right, bro.
You just take everything personally, man. You can't set aside your feelings. That's why it's good that I smoke the, what are those things called we were talking about earlier?
Sativa.
No, the fake marijuana. Because then I become emotionally detached from everything, and I can separate myself from it.
Dude, I don't even want to see. What if it just affected you the exact opposite? You become like this lovey-dovey guy.
I just love everyone. Oh, shoot me now.
You have no anxiety.
Could you imagine if I liked people?
No, I literally cannot.
Oh, I can't either.
I literally cannot.
It's sickening to think about.
Oh, God.
You don't like it, huh?
No, it's all right, dude.
Ipswich is solid. They put out a quality product. Harpoon does, too. I know you don't think so, but they do.
I like Harpoon. The thing I like about Harpoon is that they're an independent brewery that like became very popular. They're like one of the first.
But they're consistent. They're a good intro to craft beer for people.
Right. Boom. Like that.
I love that about them. Anything that's going to get people into the craft beer scene is awesome.
Into IPAs and stuff. Yeah, cool.
Not even just IPAs. I mean, there's a lot of Pilsners now.
I'm saying that too, though, because they have Harpoon Fest and like...
There's an IPA Fest coming up.
Ooh, where?
Seaport.
We didn't even talk about...
Oh, goddammit. We've done so much.
I know, dude. It's all right.
We had
an eventful week.
I know. Can you believe it?
We didn't even talk about the shit.
The shit?
That we did.
We went out for once.
What did we do?
We went to the grand opening of the Essex County Brewing.
It was a soft opening, bro. Get it right.
Wasn't the grand opening?
Uh-uh.
We got invited to something?
No.
No, it was a grand opening.
No, it was a soft opening for them. They're going to do like a bigger opening, but that was like a kind of last minute.
Oh, they
thing.
Were just like, let's figure it out.
They were like, we're...
Oh, yeah, because they had just gotten their certificate or their permit to have people inside of.
Correct, yeah. They got it like 2 days before.
And they were like, yeah, fuck it, let's open. It was solid. They performed well.
Essex County.
So the
baby.
Amount of busy they were.
Yeah.
I'm fucking talking like a retard right now.
It's all good.
For the amount of busy they were. Are you fucking kidding?
Well, give the rundown. What's
well, you had the list.
Description.
They had the three IPAs. They had a they had a session, a regular and a double, right?
Yeah.
And they were, what were they, Judah?
Which is their most popular so far.
Tavola, is that the other one?
Taloa.
Taloa and
you're doing good. I can read it. I have it here.
And read the third one.
So
and then Bedtime Stories was the stout they had.
Yeah, good as fuck.
Solid, solid stout.
It was the soft opening of Essex County Brewing on Pulaski Street in PBD. We've been hyping up a brewery coming to PBD for literally like 2 years.
And they're still not here, but they're on their way. They're working. They've had some setbacks.
The Granite.
Yeah, they've had some setbacks.
Yeah, Granite Coast. But Pulaski Street's in PBD. So we didn't, this is kind of unexpected. I didn't know they were going to open up this soon.
I didn't either.
At least before Granite City.
They put
Granite,
the fucking
Granite
work
Coast,
in.
Granite City, Granite Coast. Granite Coast Brewing. okay. So first off, the place is beautiful. It's in like a, I mean, it's in like a warehouse type of old mill building, as a lot of these places are. They have a capacity of like 60 people there.
They were slightly above.
You know.
They were at least 5 people above it.
At
all times.
Least.
At least. They were busy. And they fucking handled it.
Yeah,
with,
that's all we're trying to say. They were busy.
They handled it with 3 people behind the counter.
Yeah.
And then 1 person collecting glasses.
Yeah.
And then a pretzel wench.
Yeah, pretzel wench. That's one way to fucking talk about you. Talk about her, I guess.
Well, I don't know. I mean, she wasn't a wench, but I just couldn't think of you know, we need to have some humor.
Yeah, pretzel wench. I like that, though. Hashtag pretzel wench.
Yeah.
They
were killing it. I was impressed.
That's going to be an episode name.
It was so crowded in there.
It was awesome. I was excited. I was happy for them. I feel like I was like a part of like the family. Like this is like a sibling. This is like if you fucking did something that like.
My birthday's coming up.
I don't give a fuck about your birthday.
Sounded like
if
family.
If you earned something. Yeah, that is family. If you like did something and got some like recognition and like you were like did this like successful thing, I'd be like, fuck yeah, baby. Like. That's my boy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's what I felt like. I had that feeling. So they only had 4 beers out during this soft opening. They had 2 more like on the docket, basically.
They only have 1 tank, right? Is that what he said?
I don't know. I saw a bunch back there.
Well, tanks are different than what you saw.
Okay. So they had, well, I don't know. They had, the ones that they had on the docket were a Saison and a Kolsch?
Kolsch, yeah.
So they had a Saison and a Kolsch.
They had another one too, but I don't remember it.
Me neither. I didn't even know. I thought it was just 2.
They had like 7, yeah.
Getting ready to go. But these were the 4 that they had that night. Like you said, it was 3 IPAs and a stout. So the first IPA was a session, 4.5% alcohol. It's called Symposium.
Oh, Symposium.
Citra and Simcoe lupulin powder, which is I love. Soft aroma of citrus zest, and it lets the malt shine through. Edges on a pale ale and easy to drink. That's a nice intro to this list. And the beers basically increase in alcohol percentage and strength as we go down the list. So that was Symposium. It's just like a nice session IPA. I thought it was very good. Taloa, which was my personal favorite. Is a single IPA at 6% alcohol. Hops are Nelson and Sauvin, Galaxy, and Azaka. This was the highlight, though. It was a slightly tropical with notes of peach and apricot.
The haze on all of these.
Beautiful beers.
Fucking gorgeous. These were all gorgeous beers.
Yeah. Soft and approachable with great nose. That was my favorite beer. Smelled, I fucking love peach. You know, call back to those peach rings. This was beautiful. Beautiful beer, Taloa. And I messaged them after I let them know. Judah, which is their most popular of the night, it's a double IPA at 8%. Hops are Citra, Galaxy, and Vic Secret, which the beers that we've had with those hops, we've loved.
Yeah.
Especially like the Vic Secret, it's like kind of rare. It's a double IPA with fruity complexity of pineapple, tangerine, and mango. Good sipping IPA.
They were all good sipping IPAs.
Oh, damn right.
To me, though, and I'm not a stout guy, this stout was the highlight of the night.
Yeah, you loved it. I did, too. It was good. Bedtime Stories, a stout, 5.5%, which good, nice and lower alcohol.
That's a normal stout.
That's what I'm talking about. An American stout with notes of dark chocolate and coffee and a balanced bitterness. Perfect cold weather beer. Amen to that. Balance is right.
It had the lactose also.
Correct. Yep, with lactose.
Fucking solid.
Good memory, bro. Jesus.
Yeah. I pride myself on...
You thought that might affect you a little because of the lactose.
Yeah, you know, diarrhea city, but it didn't happen.
Well, you didn't... Yeah, I mean, you just sampled, you know.
No, I had a full...
Oh, did you get one after?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
What else happened there? We met the guy from the Mass Brew Brothers.
Oh,
Real solid guy.
I left his card in the car, but...
Real chill guy.
Mass Brew Bros. We met him.
Go follow them on Instagram.
Good dude.
Yeah, they were. He was really nice. He approached us.
Yeah, wicked nice guy.
Because you were fucking taking a picture like a little girl of Instagram.
I know. I hate when I have to do that.
You were like moving the light around. It was. You know,
don't give me shit because I put it on the Brewsaders Instagram. I don't know what you were doing. So I'm doing it for us, buddy.
Not worked. I'm glad you did it.
Yeah, you were.
I'm glad you did it.
Right. Harrisley wouldn't have approached us.
Exactly.
Good guy. He was saying that him and his buddy used to go to all these beer festivals. And
dude, this was the fifth brewery they hit up that day.
This guy's a fucking savage.
He's so killing
Flex
it.
Flex was there, right? And Flex has like the most untapped. I think he has like 600 on untapped that like I know of.
I think he just fucking searches for beers and
dude,
checks in.
This guy had 2,000 beers on
killing
untapped.
It.
Unreal.
We have like 93.
Yeah. He's hit up every brewery in Massachusetts within the last calendar year. And he said how many there are. There's like 140.
No, there's more than that.
I think he said 140.
Yeah. I mean, he's hitting 5 in one day.
I know. I mean, obviously he doesn't do that every day. He made this trip.
That's so crazy.
Crazy, dude.
And he could literally say that because this brewery had just opened.
Yeah.
So he knows that there's no...
Yeah,
that's the whole time I was thinking. I was like, he can literally say that this brewery just opened and he's here.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, he's a beast. He lives in Framingham.
Yeah.
So they're based out of Mass Brew Bros, based out of Framingham. Wicked good dudes. They just used to go to beer festivals.
They're so knowledgeable.
They made like drinking shirts for the two of them because, you know, they're boys. And then it kind of just snowballed into them. Like, they were like, oh, we don't really know of a place that consolidates all the names of all the breweries with all the beers and like gives a little bit description of the breweries. We don't know of a single source. So they made this website, the Mass Brew Bros website, and they just consolidated everything. And now that's what he does.
Check that shit out. Yeah.
I also like his take was similar to ours on beers. He doesn't really like rate them per se.
Yeah. Which for those of you who are old school listeners, no, we used to.
Yeah.
But we've realized the error of our way.
Yeah.
Who are we to tell you?
Yeah, exactly. He does more. He just like gives more of a description of the brewery and the beer and tells you what they have to offer there, which I love. Super good dude.
What else? Is that it?
Yeah, that's pretty much it, man.
Fucking, it was unbelievable for like a first opening to be that like on the ball.
Yeah.
Like the line was nuts, but it didn't ever feel like it wasn't moving.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah.
I had a good time there. We should go back soon.
I wanted to go back the next night.
I kind of want to go back now.
I didn't, but well, they're not open right now. They only open two nights, Friday and Saturday, 4 to 9.
Oh, good to know.
Yeah.
I'm assuming that they'll expand those hours and shit soon. The Granite Coast guys were there, and from what I've heard...
One of them was,
yeah.
He was pretty chill, too.
His shoes looked like he had been working at his brewery.
Oh, I bet he has been.
Putting in, flooring.
He was huge.
Big dude. But from where it is that they'll be open in December or January.
I don't think that's the case.
That's the word on the street.
All right.
Wish him the best of luck.
Definitely. Can't wait to try them next.
Mm-hmm. Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah. I'm still mad at you from earlier on.
That's all right.
No, it's not all
you'll
right.
You'll get over it.
You won't get over it.
A couple people messaged me after that. A decent amount of people DM'd me on Instagram. Sorry that I was there. Wanted to know my take on it. I hope you listened to this episode so you could hear.
Is that what you said? You said, find out next week on the Brewsaders podcast.
That's right. I just said that. That's all. So there we go.
Yeah, all right. Have you got anything else?
Yeah, I have what I'm wearing right now, and these people should buy it. It's our Christmas sweater. If you listen to this episode, you should buy this sweater because, you know, we do this every week. Sometimes we drink for free, sometimes we don't. But other than that, we don't really get any compensation for doing this. And if we've, you know, made you smile, if we've informed you, misinformed you in any way.
Yeah.
We feel like you should support us.
Yeah, and we're not... Well, I don't care if you support us or not. The fact that you're listening is huge. But I don't want you to donate. I don't want donations. Like, yeah. Buy the shirt so you get something in return.
You get something physical.
Yeah.
You know, these are awesome Christmas sweaters. I got a bunch of compliments today. I was at the mall.
Yeah.
I got two compliments at the barbershop.
And I mean, that's really where it counts.
Yeah.
Everyone knows that.
Shoe store, I bought some shoes. The girl behind the counter said she liked my sweatshirt for the second I walked in the store.
Couldn't even walk past the door, the security bar at the door.
Yep. She was on the opposite end of Journeys.
She just looked up. She was facing the other way. She heard the ding. She turned around and goes, I love your sweatshirt.
Yeah, she just wants that commission, baby. And it worked. I bought shoes off her.
Yeah, of course.
So amen to that. The coffee shop got two compliments there. So people like the shirt, guys. Buy it. You'll get complimented and you'll feel cool and you'll be cool like us.
Yeah. Well,
and if you don't buy it, you're a piece of shit. Yeah. And that's advertising.
Advertising in a nutshell. 1-855-293-1442. Tell us that you bought the shirt. Tell us that you didn't buy it. Who cares?
All right.
But buy it.
Yeah, for real.
And like us on Facebook, Twitter, social media, whatever that shit is, Instagram.
Right.
Instagram's where you're going to find everything.
Right.
Follow Dave, too, because he's better at it than I am. I don't understand these newfangled machines.
I post nudes every single day.
Yeah,
it's for gross. 1 minute, and then I take it down before Instagram catches
on.
He
does this weird thing where he zooms in on his asshole. Yeah. He spreads his cheeks, and he zooms in on his asshole. It's fucking
so
filthy.
So tune in at 12:23 every day to my Instagram. Go to it. Set your alarm. And for 1 minute, you'll be able to see my asshole.
It's fucking gross.
It's so good, though. Anyways, that's it, dude.
All right, I'm Maddie Mayhem.
I'm Dave Caggiano.
And we are...
The fucking Brusaders, baby.